This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. National Association of Wheat Growers President and Washington State wheat farmer Nicole Berg recently spoke before the House Ag Committee about the Title II conservation programs in the upcoming Farm Bill. From the farmer's perspective, Berg says she was trying to share what's working and what's not.
In my testimony, you'll notice that I kind of overemphasize the fact that there are a lot of people who want to do voluntary incentive-based programs, whether it's a big farm, small farm. There's people out there who have natural resource concerns and want to address those needs.
One big need, Berg says, is adequate funding.
We had over 5,000 contracts last year that were not funded because there just wasn't enough money to go around.
Creating, Berg says, some difficult choices.
Yeah, it's not always possible to do like everything because technology, as everybody knows when they go buy their new cell phone, technology is expensive.
So Berg says, bottom line,
through that expense, we have to have these partnerships with the Title II program. I will say in the Title II program, it's not just USDA funding the project. It's a partnership with us farmers. We pay for part of the project as well.
Tune in tomorrow for more on Berg's take on voluntary conservation practices and other issues of concern in the next Farm Bill.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.